At the first level beneath the building's sub-basement, the uppermost redoubt level, Simon Rack was seated in front of a bank of monitors next to Al Jorgensen. Rack had been selected to monitor the attack, to record any movement in the vicinity. There were more cameras within these few hundred yards than in the rest of the deserted compound, and the monitors were banked together instead of separately in order for one operative to assist the SEC head in building an overall picture. Rack had been chosen because, despite his efforts to lay low, he was good at his job. The thick-set, jowl-heavy man by his side was in his late 50s and had been head of SEC for the past 15 years. During that time, apart from a few skirmishes with stickies and one brush with a trading convoy that skirted the outer reaches of their territory, there'd been no hostile activity or combat. Jorgensen hadn't raised a blaster in battle for more than 25 years, and although he did the simulations, read the manuals, and kept his people up to scratch in target practice, he was only too well aware that the lack of actual combat experience was telling. Simon cast a glance at the man. Al sat forward in his chair, hands gripping the armrests, posture stiff and rigid. Sweat beaded his upper lip, and his forehead was slick with moisture. The headset that crossed his cropped scalp was loose with the slippery state of his skin, and the mouthpiece quivered over his lips. The gate had been taken by surprise by the speed with which the SEC force had spilled out of the doors. At least, that had been Al's hope. Despite the beating his people had taken on the plane, he'd put that down to the foe's greater numbers, and had gambled that a roughly equal number of his own force spilling out the front would be a greater match. But now, watching the firefight unfold, Simon directing his attention every now and again to a particular screen where something was occurring, Al felt the world begin to cave in on him.
SEC Chief! What the hell do we do?
Please help! Please! They've got us pinned down!
I've been hit! Oh, God!
Simon looked at Al. The older man seemed almost frozen in, not fear exactly, but a kind of indecision.
Oh, great. Exactly what we need now.
What? What? Did you just say something, Simon?
No. I guess not.
The concrete expanse had become a battlefield crowded with bodies, blood, laser blasters, and blaster fire. The SEC forces of the Illuminated Ones, who moved out into the open, had found that they had as little cover as the gate warriors they were supposed to be chilling. They spread out as much as possible, but were already on the defensive, having lost the element of surprise long ago. Those soldiers behind the initial charge had been unable to lay down covering fire because the single door's narrow width hadn't afforded them the angle necessary to fire without cutting through their own people. That had allowed the gate a free shot at those emerging SEC men as they leveled their laser blasters to fire. The Amazons quickly flattened to the concrete or raised their blasters on the run and fired off their opening volley of shots. Ryan, on the ground with the Steyr snug in his shoulder, picking off SEC men, noticed Jack screaming and carrying along with the Amazons.
Damn, that woman's got that boy all turned around. All turned around.
Gloria was beside the albino, her eyes cold and hard, glittering with the dark fire of battle as she used her Vortac to pick off her targets, sinuously moving to avoid the erratic laser beams. The Illuminated One SEC men were handicapped by yet another problem unforeseen by Jorgensen. The blasters were too unreliable. The ones who were able to put up a fight found themselves let down by blasters that either jammed or shot drastically wide of the target.
Goddamn piece of shit!
At the fringes of the fan formed by the gate, things were also happening. To the left of the main thrust, Tammy had led her phalanx until they covered the building's entire length and spread around one of the diagonal sides. Those women who'd achieved that were then able to use the oblique angle of the building's side to shelter themselves from the emerging illuminated ones and pick their shots. The auburn-haired warrior led her troops swiftly as she circled the area in front of the doors, taking her time to pick her shots and standing upright and unafraid, her berserker instinct now to the fore. Adrenaline coursed through her veins, and she truly believed she was invincible. On the right-hand side, JB's gate women were faring just as well. The armorer led from the front, teeth ground tight in concentration as he leveled the Uzi, switched to continuous fire, and let fly a stream of lead at the emerging SEC forces. He sprayed along the front of the building so that some slugs flew harmlessly into the stonework, ricocheting off and throwing out small slivers of sharpened stone and little clouds of dust. It was worth these wasted slugs for the time it saved him in aiming, firing small control bursts, then switching direction to aim and fire at the other doorway. It made it easier for JB to keep momentum in his attack and prevented much of the sec force from emerging. Some sec men fell as they reached beyond the doorways, not enough to block them, but enough to make it harder for the next soldier out to negotiate the exit while raising and aiming his laser blaster. Some stayed back and attempted to blast from inside, even though it narrowed the area of fire. In this way, the sec force was successfully prevented from emerging out of the doorway, enabling the Amazons to gain good positions for firing. John and Pitor, meanwhile, were hunched down at the armory wag. The men who were guarding the children had formed a small arrowhead around their wags and were firing in a regular pattern at any sec forces they could see. The other men, who were in the cluster of wags that included the armory with John, Pitor, and Doc, were taking shelter behind their own wags as they were in a more exposed position. They were also taking shots at any uniform that heaved into view.
Doc, take three men and track back to the end of the road, just behind the last line of gate. Maybe these sneaky fuckers will try and get some sec behind the wall between us and the warriors.
In which case we'll have our backs exposed.
Gentlemen, for you are no longer boys, I tip my hat to you. Or at least I would if I were at present in possession of such an article. A splendid idea. While I am a gentleman and in no way condone such improprieties, it is a shame that General Hooker is no longer alive to offer you the prize of one of his girls. Not a single soldier during the Great War refused one of Hooker's girls.
Could you just go for once?
Why, of course. I oftentimes forget that verbosity is not essentially a good quality. Different situations call for different degrees of articulation. I would say...
Go!
Right, right.
Doc slid down the back of the wag, reloading the Lamar percussion pistol as he went.
You three, come along with me.
Gotcha, old man.
All right, gentlemen. We have the hordes pinned down to the front, but mayhap they will try to inveigle their way to our rear, between ourselves and the main battle, thus creating not only a bridgehead for themselves, but a very sticky situation for ourselves.
Cut to the chase, Doc, and tell us what the fuck we're supposed to do.
Of course, of course. Forgive the foolish ramblings of a man old before his time. You two take that side, and make sure that none of the illuminated ones try to get at our rear from around the sides.
Doc indicated each side he spoke of with a flourish of his silver lion's head cane.
Gotcha! Let's go, Sherm!
As for you, come with me, and we will take the other side.
All right. Now you're talking.
As the two parties went their separate ways, the illuminated ones to the front of the wags attempted another surge forward. It was doomed to failure. Jorgensen hadn't accounted for the gate menfolk having an idea that the attack was about to take place, and opening up as soon as his people were in view. But since they had, the doorway's shelter became the only place where they could avoid an instant chill, and what should have been protection became a prison, where the only escape was to move out into the arms of a chilling. Beneath ground level, observing this on the banks of monitors, Al was acutely aware of the sidelong glances coming his way from Simon Rack.
Detach from the rear and circle around each side.
Yes, sir.
Even as he spoke, Simon stared at the monitors in disbelief.
Holy shit.
He'd seen Doc and the swarthy man leave the rear of the wags and make their way toward the junction where the sec force would attack. Checking another monitor, he could see that another two men were conducting a similar maneuver in the opposite direction.
Al?
What is it, sire?
Are you certain about that? Maybe you didn't,
Jorgensen saw all too clearly that he was sending his people to their death.
Shit!
While he watched, the front line rounded the corner of a building and entered a hail of fire. Two gate men with rifles repeated fire from their sharps in Lee-Enfield 303 to cut down three men before the others fell back.
Run away! Run away!
On the other side, Doc loosed a charge of shot. It ripped into the chest of the first person to confront him, the woman's uniform shredding like her flesh and the splintered bone beneath as she was thrown backward into the man behind. This saved him as the ball shot was next, flying harmlessly over his head to shatter the visor and helmet of the third sick man in line. Simon leaned across and gripped Al's arm.
We're getting slaughtered out there. Let them come to us here, where we can really fuck them over.
Casting a glance back at the monitors and carnage outside, he wasn't sure if he really believed that, but he had to say something to Joel Jorgensen from his frozen, disbelieving stupor. Even as he looked, the illuminated one who'd been saved from Doc's second shot had managed to scramble to his feet, only to be taken out by the swarthy man beside Doc. Jorgensen shook his head, unable to believe that his tactics had gone so horribly wrong.
This is a fucking nightmare!